Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, well, the plan, my plan was to play them both throughout the course of the game. And as we went through the game, as you feel the game, when you make a change, it wasn't going to be necessarily a change. It was going to be Cooper, then Tyler. It could have been Tyler, then Cooper again. You know, it could have been any one of those things. The way the first half went didn't seem to be a moment to bring him out. Second half, we had a drive going, you know, and then we turned it over. So I think you could say that maybe, but I don't really necessarily think there was an obvious moment to do that, but the plan all along was to play both quarterbacks.
Maybe, I mean, you don't think you're coming out ever, but it's part of the deal. They wanted to put him in, and he played great. He did tough going there in the fourth quarter after sitting around all day and go there in 2 minute drills. Was impressive by Snoop.
So that was interesting because John Harbaugh said after the game the plan was to go to both quarterbacks, but then our own Cordell Woodland caught up with Cooper Rush after the game. I guess they didn't tell Cooper Rush the plan because he said, I didn't expect to come out of this football game, but alas, Cooper Rush was bad yesterday. So they eventually went to Tyler Huntley, and it was fun for a few minutes, and they had a 7-minute drive that led to no points. But
how about that?
Yeah, he can escape the pocket, and he ran for a couple of first downs. He hit 39 yards rushing, including a 19-yard run. But they didn't score any points with him either. So what do we think about Snoop? What do we think about this backup quarterback situation? With Harbs also saying after the game he expects Lamar Jackson to play against the Bears.
Yeah, here's what I think. I think they're screwed even for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks if Lamar goes down again. And I don't care what which of these quarterbacks plays at this point. I'm disappointed in the returns from Cooper Rush. It's true that this is probably not what people thought it was going to be when they put this together, but it's what it is. And like he needed to make a play or two that in some way sparked them, and he didn't. And behind this line, I thought he'd be a turnover machine, and he was. Now, they're not all on him, this, that, and the other, but you needed more out of the quarterback position. They had to go to Snoop to just try to give them a sense of a spark and energy to have somebody run at that defense. The bottom line is the offensive line sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yep.
And it might not be fixable in one offseason. It might not be. And it's certainly not fixable in season. So I think your best case scenario is that he does help you sustain drives with his legs. And you know what? You don't want him pushing any tight window throws. It is what it is. You want him playing uber conservative football. Even a more conservative version than what Jalen Hurts has been this year, right? You want And you're hoping that you stay in games because you play keep away with the football and that maybe he gets you a couple of runs on a 3rd and 4 or a 3rd and 6 that some other guys might not be able to make on a busted play. And that's really it. If I had to play a football game this weekend without Lamar Jackson, given where they are personnel-wise on offense, Huntley would be my starter. And I'm not a Huntley guy, and I was a Cooper Rush guy, but Cooper Rush in this scenario is not feasible.
He's failing.
You're kind of screwed with either of these guys. That's where I'm at, where, look, we all thought Cooper Rush at the time of the signing, you know, considering his track record in Dallas, it was an upgrade at the backup quarterback position. That has not come to fruition. And I'll give him last week against Houston. I can't give him yesterday. No. Not with a rushing attack that he had. No one saw that coming with Derrick Henry coming alive and rushing for over 100 yards for the first time since week one. But I will say this about Tyler Huntley and that drive that spanned 17 plays, 9 minutes, 46 seconds.
Unreal.
That, like, the Rams were totally content
of course.
To
yeah,
give
clock
that
clock is the
up.
Ravens' enemy.
Exactly. The Ravens were trailing by 2 possessions at that point, and the only success that they had outside of one contested catch that DeAndre Hopkins made for 9 yards, that was the only pass yeah. that went past the line of scrimmage, it was all runs, which yes. kept the clock running. And if you're LA, you're all for that, man. You want to help us out and get this to the finish line quicker? We'll take that. If Tyler Huntley is in a situation at any point where they're trailing by 2 touchdowns, good luck, because he can't push the ball downfield.
He's not even looking. He's not even, the line is so bad. He's not even looking downfield.
Let's be real. He looked at that as an opportunity to show the difference in athleticism between sure. him and the other guy to move up the depth chart. And it worked. Was there any threat of him even making that game, despite what we heard Harb say at the beginning of the show, making that game particularly close, let alone actually threaten the Rams?
No,
because he wasn't going to push the ball downfield because exactly. he'll get exposed if he tries. We saw what that drill was like, you know, before he started getting knocked around as much as he got knocked around here when he had to take over for Lamar the last time. Like, Cooper Rush, who likes to sling it downfield, wasn't throwing it more than 10 yards downfield because his offensive, in part because his offensive line sucks, and in yes. part because Cooper Rush wasn't very good. But like, to think that Huntley's going to do any of that, you're completely kidding yourself. And look, I'm sure Lamar will be back for the Chicago game, but it's a bad offensive line. He was sacked personally, what, 15 times already?
Yeah.
Before this injury? There's a lot of good pass rushers in this division alone, and those kinds of injuries are very easily aggravated. So that's not a recipe you want to see when, oh, by the way, you've probably got to win 9 of your last 11 games to have yeah. any semblance yeah. of salvaging this.
And not to mention, you're really going to test that hamstring, because after the bye week, you play the Bears, then quick turnaround Thursday
Miami.
Night football.
And Miami, by the way, and we'll get to it more when we get a little later, but like, the first coach has been fired, Brian Callahan in Tennessee. And I would suspect that Mike McDaniel, like, they might have an interim head coach, Jason, by the time the sure. Ravens play them on that Thursday night. Like, that thing's going yeah, sideways,
no,
too.
That's he's dead man walking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, like that, and, you know, depending on the situation, but usually you get at least a little mini bump when you fire the coach, especially when it looks like he's lost the locker room. So if the Ravens go into Miami and they got an interim head coach, they might be playing with a little more motivation than they would under Mike McDaniel. But yeah, the prevailing point here is it doesn't matter. Like, Lamar Jackson, a healthy Lamar Jackson, covers for bad offensive line play. Neither one of these guys can. And so, it frankly, the only difference you get from Tyler Huntley is what you saw a little bit yesterday, and that is he can run for a first down, which Cooper Rush can't do.
Yeah. Lamar will come back, and he'll give them a fighting chance. But I think you've also got to be smart about your level of expectation, given just how far the goalposts are when we start talking about playoffs and how slim the margin for error is.
The playoff talk, it needs to stop until they win a couple games. I just, you're 1-5. There's only been four teams since the merger in 1970 to make the playoffs at 1-5. Like, you win against the Bears, you win against the Dolphins, you get a couple, maybe you can revisit that conversation, but...
And last I checked, Lamar Jackson ain't going to be rushing the passer. So, if you give Caleb Williams all day to throw, I'm sure Ben Johnson will have him ready.
Yeah, it's not a layup, and I know Harb's off a bye. His record's fantastic, but this has been a different kind of year.
Oh, man. Hey, Ravens lose 17-3.
Harb's, he already convinced
me.
You.
He convinced me.
That's some voodoo.
Won.
That's some voodoo stuff right
Harbs,
there.
Harb, you got me. They lose 17-3. Six-pack of defensive observations coming up next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.